Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, December 10th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. A New York Times investigation into location data used by apps found that location patterns alone could identify some individuals, despite being otherwise anonymized. 17 of the 20 apps studied sent latitude and longitude to about 70 businesses. One app shared precise location data with 40 other companies. Privacy policies do not always clarify how precise the location data collected is, or how it is being used for advertising and shared with third parties. A Chinese court granted Qualcomm a preliminary injunction preventing the sale and import of iPhone models 6 through 10. Apple said iOS 12 avoids the patent conflict and therefore it will continue selling all models in China. The patents at issue related to resizing pictures and managing applications. The Law School Admission Council, which administers the LSAT test, used by many law schools for admissions, has decided to administer all future tests on the Microsoft Surface Go. The council found that iPads were too expensive and difficult to modify, and Chromebooks were not high enough quality. The LSAT will go digital by July, except for the writing sample, which is not scored and can be submitted separately. IT social network Spiceworks conducted a survey of 900 IT companies in Europe and the United States and found Microsoft Teams has grown from 3% in 2016 to 21% in 2018. Teams is growing fast enough to become the second largest workplace chat app by 2020, passing Slack and Google Hangouts. Microsoft Skype is the leader. Paul Thurrott notes that the first feature Microsoft is committed to adding to the Chromium project is UI automation providers. The accessibility feature lets Chromium-based browsers on Windows seamlessly interact with accessibility client applications like Narrator. It will let developers spend less time writing to APIs on Windows and is not expected to degrade browser performance. Huawei pre-announced its Honor View 20 phone with a 48-megapixel image sensor in a hole-punch design. The V20 will be launched December 26th in China and January 22nd worldwide. Samsung also announced the hole-punch design will be used on its Galaxy A8 phones, which opened for pre-orders December 21st. And Xiaomi co-founder and president Lin Bin posted to Weibo a picture of a device with the words 48MP camera on it. Boosting is the practice of letting someone else play a game under your account in order to increase your ranking, used in esports. South Korea's National Assembly passed an amendment to the Game Industry Promotion Act that would punish boosters with a 2-year suspended prison sentence and fines up to 20 million won. That's about $18,000. Finally, Verizon announced that 7% of its employees, that's about 10,400 people, have agreed to a buyout and will leave the company. Verizon made the offer to some of its employees in September with the goal to save $10 billion in cash by 2021. Departing employees will receive 60 weeks of salary, bonus, and benefits. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.